The book talks about Jesus being married, and how do you guys speak to that?
As we were writing the book, we kept hearing that because that's the number one question that comes out. Is Jesus married, or was Jesus married, and did he have children? And we came up with 7 different reasons of why we know that Jesus wasn't married. So I'll take one of them, and then I'll hand off to Susie, and she can take her favorite. I think my favorite is when Jesus, well, it's not my favorite situation, but probably my favorite answer. Jesus was hanging on the cross, and as he looked out at the crowd, he looked at John, and he said to John, "Behold Mary, his mother. Behold my mother." And she looked also, I'm sure, and Jesus said, "This is your son," pointing to John or indicating to John, and John, "This is your mother." So he gave Mary over to John as his carer. Now, I'm thinking, you know, if there was somebody standing in the crowd, which Mary Magdalene, who was supposed to be his wife, was recorded as being there, why on earth didn't Jesus address John about her? I mean, who's going to take care of this woman who's recently pregnant and his wife? Why would he give her off to, or why would he talk about his mother when he also had a wife? Why didn't he say to John, "This is my mother and this is my wife, you take them both, take care of them both"? Or why didn't he address Mary at all on the cross? Why didn't he give Mary his mother for her responsibility? You know, it's just a very odd situation that if he had that close of a relationship with her, he wouldn't assign the detail of care for his wife or his mother to each other. Now I'm going to give you Susie.
This question was actually a challenge for me. When Ginny and I do our seminars and in personal conversations, this is the number one question that we receive, whether Jesus was married. And the first time I was asked this question was by a friend, and I didn't know how to answer it. I was thinking there must be a verse in the Bible that says that Jesus was not married, and there is no verse that says he was not married. And so we need to look a little deeper into Scripture. And one of the situations in the Bible that really is convincing to me is when Mary Magdalene sees Jesus, when he has risen from the grave for the first time. She's the first one to see him. And at first, she doesn't recognize him. She's probably crying, and he's right there in front of her. As soon as she recognizes him, she calls him Rabboni. She calls him teacher. And I know that if I put myself in that situation and I saw my husband after he had risen from the dead, I certainly would not be calling him teacher or professor. And so there just seems to be no intimacy there. They're alone, and she calls him teacher. There's nothing, no personal connection there beyond that of teacher and disciple.